Everyone, this is Pam, and you're listening to a new episode of the podcast Women Who Stutter Our Stories, which you can find on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com. And you can also find the podcast wherever you get your favorite podcast from. Today, as always, I am so excited and delighted to have another guest who's going to share parts of her story with us. So I'd like to say hey to Haley. Hey, Haley, how are you today? Great to have you on the show.
Hello, Pam. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I've had a restful weekend, and I'm good. I'm raring to go to have this conversation with you, and I'm so excited to get to know a little bit more about you. So to get us started, would you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, where you're from, what keeps you busy?
Mm-hmm. So I'm from California, specifically in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I've always had a passion for writing, and I think that comes from being a person who stutters, because I could always express myself better on paper. So I got a bachelor's in creative writing, but after I left college, I had all these like dreams of being a writer, but I was so stressed by the like interview process that I just kind of put that dream on hold, and I did a lot of like other odd jobs. I did dog walking and house cleaning, and then I was talking to my speech pathologist, and she told me about the NSA, and she encouraged me to go, and I attended my first one in 2019 in Fort Lauderdale, and it completely changed my life. I went to a workshop specifically about job interviews and using your stutter as a strength. And so right when I got home, I got on the computer and looked for copywriting jobs, and I put in the cover letter that I stutter in all my strengths, and so I actually like got a job, and I like owe a lot of that to the NSA. It just really helped to build my confidence. But I eventually ended up leaving that job, and now I'm working as a production baker. I'm making ice cream sandwiches that vegan and
Wow.
have a lot of like great whole ingredients. It's quite the rare jump, but I'm just finding that life like takes you to certain places and certain opportunities, and you just gotta kind of roll with the punches, I guess.
Oh wow, that you know that is so correct. That is like a huge like leap from one from one field to the other. But you're right, like you have to kind of like roll with the punches and do what makes you happy, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a lot ha happier now. I th think I'm in a good place, and I think that's what's most important.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So are you like customer facing in this position, or do you interact with like colleagues, or how does that work?
So I work in kitchen, and the products that we make are going in to grocery stores. So the main people besides the people in the kitchen who I speak to are the delivery drivers, and all like have to like explain stuff, but our delivery drivers know that I stutter, and I'm actually like pretty good friends. Or like we make small talk, and I find that the more people I talk to the more comfortable I am, and I can tell that even though I stutter, people can pick up on my other cues, like my smile and my sense of humor. So I don't really have any problems communicating at work. Like, everyone is pretty accepting.
That's awesome. And the fact that you mentioned your smile, like, right? Like, it's so much easier to, stutter and smile because others react in kind, right? Like, if you're smiling, you're like showing confidence and that you're okay, and people pick up on that. So that is such an important point. The other thing that I just picked up on what you said, you mentioned that you make small talk with like the delivery drivers and other kitchen staff. And I find that really interesting because for so many people who stutter, small talk has always been challenging because growing up or as young people who stutter, at least in my experience and from what I've heard, like we don't often engage in small talk because we try to like shrink away, so like have you like did you experience that ever, like not engaging in small talk?
It's funny because I always thought I wasn't introvert because I was a r really quiet kid, but I r realized I wasn't quiet because I didn't have anything to say. I was just like avoiding speaking because of my stutter. And like when I was younger, my speech was even more severe. But as I have gotten older and working with people, I realize I am kind of a people person, and I'm like interested in like what my co-workers did like over the weekend, and I'm like just covering more of my personality as I get more confident. So that's something I appreciate about stuttering as I get older.
Oh yeah, and you're like so old, like
I feel old. I just had a birthday like we talked about before, but yeah.
Everybody, Haley just had a birthday, so happy belated birthday, but you're not old, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's really that's I'm glad that you brought that up because I think so many people who stutter think that we shouldn't participate in life or conversations because like we shouldn't, I don't know, like burden other people. Other people with like having to listen to us. And I think that when we can drop that fear that we shouldn't, make people have to like, or like subject people to listening to us, it makes it so much easier for us to participate. And you just expressed that, like you enjoy communicating with others, and as I'm sure people enjoy communicating with you. Do you get much of an opportunity to like actually talk about stuttering and like, I don't know, educate, or does that really like not come up?
Well, actually, I started a informational stuttering Instagram. I think I made it about 3 or 4 years ago, and it has a good amount of content. It's called Stutter with Me, and I shared a couple of videos of me speaking, but it was more just like writing snippets, and like I liked it, but there was something I'm not I can't remember what happened, but I just felt like I needed to take a break. So it's been in active for a while, but I would like to start posting because I do enjoy educating people.
I love that stutter with me.
Yeah,
That is
like
so
stutter.
like, that is like, that's like ingenious, because if it's not us who educates other people who don't stutter about stuttering, who will? Right? And how well people, understand that stuttering isn't this like mysterious condition or this, it's just how we talk, and I, so I mean I'm gonna have to look that up. I mean I think that's really cool.
I had a lot of fun doing it, and I love finding other social media creators who stutter. Two of my favorites are Nina G, who's a comedian, and I actually got to meet her, and she is just such a talented, sweet person. And then also, so Mark Winsky, who has a TikTok. I love watching his videos.
I know both of them.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes, I know. I know. I actually did a workshop with Mark at this past conference,
Oh,
the
wow.
MMA conference that we had, which was in Fort Lauderdale. I did a workshop with him and a young guy from like the teen stuttering community. The workshop was called Hashtag Stuttering, Just Get It Out.
Oh,
And
that's
we won
cool.
it. Yeah, it was on how do we get, information about stuttering out there to the other 99% of the population that don't stutter. And so that was a lot of fun. I've met Mark many years ago. And Nina, she and I are good friends. She's been
Oh,
on the
great.
podcast like 3 times, I think. And she actually, I live in Albany, New York. And she actually came here, this was, I'm gonna say, 7 or 8 years ago, and performed at the State University of Albany here, and did like a presentation on disability awareness and stuttering and stuff. So she's wonderful. She is just wonderful. So brave,
I know,
she's
she's
like,
amazing.
yeah, like to just get up on a stage and do stand up comedy and have stuttering just be part of it, and like it's
Yeah.
normalized,
And like as a person who's done stutters, I use comedy as kind of like a coping mechanism when I'm like stressed. I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna m make a joke about this or something. And so that's like part of the reason I really relate to Nina, because yeah, of course she has her stuttering jokes, and I relate to those, but she also talks about being a Italian American and all these other aspects, and I r really like that about her.
And I think she also talks about her like her dyslexia
Oh,
too,
yeah,
right?
I was gonna say that, I forgot.
So like she makes it, she makes her performances like really relatable, to people that don't stutter as well.
Right. Yeah.
She's awesome. So you just like gave 2 amazing reasons why you need to get your channel back up and active,
I
because
know you're
you got to compete with Mark and Nina and like
oh
get
my
up there.
gosh, if only. This conversation and is actually inspiring me to start making content. I th think it's part of stuttering, but like it feels like I have this force that's like holding me back, or like I'm always like second guessing myself, especially because I know that once something goes on Instagram, any one could see it, and I think it's the little version of me that I want to protect. Like, I don't want to post a video and then it's like, oh, people are laughing at me stuttering. So I think I just have to work on knowing that sharing my story is important and enough to be brave and not let all of those worries like constantly consume me.
Exactly. And you just said, like, if you put something on Instagram, you're thinking people are laughing at you. That's that little voice in your head, right? That, like that we all get, where we imagine, that people are like thinking badly of us or making fun of us, So you need to like kick that voice to the curb,
Yes,
because
I'm
there's
working on it.
probably, 90 times more people that are saying, "Damn, she's brave. Like, look at her. You go, girl. Like, you're teaching us something,
Okay,
And
yeah,
people
that
aren't
helps.
laughing at Nina and Mark,
That's very
unless they make
true.
a joke,
That's true. They're not laughing at them. That's a great point.
Right. So, I mean, and it sounds to me, with your background in journalism and writing, it sounds to me like you could probably write some like really good content for your, Instagram videos. So I just think you need to look at it from the approach that, only one out of 100 people stutter. So let me try to help people understand, stand this more, especially young people.
Yes, especially. And yeah, like I would even want to branch out to TikTok because it's one of my guilty pleasures. It's just like scrolling, and it's interesting because you learn about other people's stories and stuff. So yeah, I'm definitely getting motivated and thinking of all of the possibilities. Yeah.
And you need to reach out to Nina and Mark and see if you could do a video together.
I need
How
to
fun
do
would that
that.
be?
Even if it scares me, I just have to do it. I'm just working on getting out of my comfort zone and building confidence.
Well, I would say that you're doing that right now.
Yeah, I'm trying my best.
I mean, you are doing a podcast. We are talking openly about stuttering, which takes a lot of courage, and a lot of jumping out of your comfort zone to do stuff like this. So, yay, Haley, you go, girl.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. What is it that you wish people understood more about stuttering in general or yours specifically?
I just wish that they knew we're all trying really, really hard every day just to be successful and strong and confident. And if you could just take the couple of extra seconds to listen, it r really means a lot because at the end of the day, all we want is to be treated with respect and kindness.
You're right. That is so true. And that goes for everybody, right? Not just people who stutter, but everybody. At the end of
Oh,
the day,
absolutely.
yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's about, being kind, being passionate, like imagine if the whole world, thought like that. Like we would have far fewer issues and problems than we do today, right?
For sure.
Yeah. So in wind down mode, what piece of advice or insight would you offer to a young girl or or a teenager, a female, because we're talking about women who stutter, who's just kind of starting out on her journey of trying to embrace stuttering. What advice or insight might you offer?
That's a great question. I would say what helped me personally was having a small group of good friends, and that's what like r really got me through my middle school and my high school years. But in the one thing I would changes. I was extremely focused on speech and being fluent, and I would tell girls that stutter to focus on what makes them happy. And of course, you can go to speech therapy if you th think it's helpful, but it's also helpful to have hobbies and interests and friends and learn a new instrument or travel, just like try things while you're young and try not to let stuttering control like your whole life.
Oh, that is like perfect. That is like such a great way to like end this.
Okay, I'm glad.
Like it's a really inspiring way to like close out such a great conversation because there's really, I mean, at least to me, like how much can we focus on trying to be fluent when we're not?
Right. I know it's like
Right?
you can't keep trying to fix a part of yourself. Like you still have to enjoy life.
Yes. And I think yes, and young people, young girls, teenagers, young women, you know, the more they can hear that and do the things that make them happy, hopefully trying to be fluent won't be so important at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
what I'm hoping at least.
Yeah. Haley, thank you so much for being a guest on today's show and for, you know, sharing and being vulnerable and courageous.
Thank you.
Your story's going to inspire others. I know it. So thank you again for being a guest.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Best decision I made. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.